Like most food writers, I've loved Elizabeth David's work. But most of the last generation of food lovers seem to regard her as a saint, with an unquestioning, almost cult-like enthusiasm. And as a result, she's a terrifically dominant presence in our food culture, probably the biggest single influence on the British food scene. But she was clearly a complicated personality and working in an entirely different era. British food and the people who make up our present diverse food scene would be all but unrecognisable to her. Unlike the last generation, my generation needs to question the exact nature of the legacy.
It's Elizabeth David's centenary this week, the woman who, in the difficult days of rationing after World War II, started the cookbook boom and, according to some, taught us all to cook, mostly food from sunnier lands than ours. I knew how to cook when I went to university, but when a friend made David's oxtails with grapes, a perfect student budget dish, it opened up a new world. I was late to that revelation because Elizabeth David's book started creating a stir in 1950, when she published Mediterranean Food, swiftly followed by French country cooking, Italian food, summer cooking, and French provincial cooking, all in 10 years. The continent, as people used to say with a capital C, was no longer a mysterious land. Well, that's how I see the story.